AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. One person known dead after Hurricane Hermine barreled ashore in Florida's Big Bend early this morning. The man who died was hit by a falling tree south of Gainesville. The storm surge has destroyed buildings, snapped off power for thousands, and drenched homes and businesses. The National Hurricane Center's Dennis Felkin says millions of Americans along the East Coast will feel the effect of this storm, even though it's weakened now to tropical status.
Very heavy rainfall of 5 to 10 inches is expected over the southeastern United States from northwest Florida through southern and eastern Georgia, all the way into the eastern part of North Carolina. And there could be possible isolated maximum amounts of 15 inches.
Charleston, South Carolina Mayor John Tecklenburg.
We are expecting serious winds, serious rainfall that can lead to flash flooding, trees being down, utilities being down.
North Carolina's Governor Pat McCrory is warning residents to stay off flooded roadways.
Not only you're putting yourself and your family at risk, you're putting our emergency operation people at risk and our troopers. So please be smart during the next 24 hours.
This storm may dump rain all the way up to New Jersey, say forecasters. He's a convicted sex offender now. Former Stanford University swimmer Brock Turner walked out of a California prison this morning after serving 3 months for sexually assaulting an unconscious woman after a fraternity party. There was a national outcry over that sentence. The Santa Clara County Sheriff says Turner ought to be in prison, and she's urging the governor to sign a bill that would toughen sentences in cases like this. If you're looking for work, try companies that hire engineers or architects. They've been adding workers, though slowly. Employers added 151,000 jobs in August. This is AP Radio News. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump will have 3 debates. And this morning, the Presidential Debate Commission is announcing who the moderators will be. Our Jerry Bodlander's got that.
The first debate is scheduled for 3 weeks from Monday, and the Commission on Presidential Debate says it'll be moderated by NBC's chief anchor Lester Holt. The vice presidential debate the following week will be moderated by Elaine Quijano of CBS. Martha Raddatz of ABC and Anderson Cooper of CNN will share the moderating duties at the second presidential debate to be held in St. Louis. And Fox News Channel's Chris Wallace will moderate the final presidential debate, which will be held in Las Vegas. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
The government is banning some chemicals used in antibacterial soaps, saying manufacturers haven't shown they're safe and prevent the spread of germs. A cleaning industry spokesman says most companies have already reformulated their products. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.